You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi, and on this week's episode, I am airing an Instagram Live. Just kidding, it actually wasn't an Instagram Live, it was just an IGTV that I did, recorded in my car earlier this week because I just felt really compelled to talk to you guys about saying goodbye to sleazy sales tactics. Both as a musician and as coaches and really all around in the music industry, I think we all need to start selling with more integrity, stop selling snake oil, stop buying snake oil. And I'm going to keep this intro short because we're really going to get into it in the episode. But this is a rant on what we need to do and how we can do better. And if you are someone who's afraid to promote or doesn't feel confident with promoting or with sales, or you feel like you're afraid to invest because you don't want to invest in someone who can't actually get you results and you've maybe been burned in the past, this is a must listen. I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts on this episode. So once you listen, go ahead and shoot me a DM on Instagram at Katie Zaccardi and let me know what you thought. All right, let's dive in. Hi, beautiful people. I hope you're having a great day so far. I just got back from Whole Foods and I wanted to record this quick video and talk a little bit about the music industry and also like the online coaching space and online industry in general, and selling with integrity and selling and promoting your stuff with integrity. This conversation was spurred by a story that Isabella Bedoya, who's a fellow music industry coach, had put on her stories, which led the two of us to a conversation about this, and a couple videos I saw on TikTok as well. And I feel like I just need to talk about it because here's the thing. There are a lot of people out there who are talking about like get rich quick schemes and like, you know, to market your music, you have to do this. And it's sort of like this selling a lifestyle thing. And a lot of artists have this internal complex as well. Of like, I don't want to be sleazy when it comes to promoting my music. You know, how do I promote it with integrity? How do I do this? And like, I'm out here. We're all out here giving tips as to how you can do this. Yes, warm up your audience, build relationships, you know, have a warm up to your launch or your release. So you don't just like drop something and expect people to bite it immediately. Like there are steps to do it, but it also has to do with just like the bigger picture of how we're treating things. And I'm preparing for a launch of Out to Launch, a group program that I'm running with Bree Noble. And as I prepare for it, it's very inception-y because like we're launching, we're selling, and inside the program, we teach people how to do just that. We teach music coaches, music teachers, music entrepreneurs how to launch their offers. And so it's really important for me to talk on this topic a little bit and talk about how much I do not believe in sleazy sales tactics. And I think back to when I learned how to do this, basically, like when I did my first business coaching program, we were taught like get people in the DMs and then try to get them on a call and then try to sell them your program, like just try to do it as much as possible. And it felt so gross. It felt like anxiety inducing because it would put a lot of pressure on you to like just, you know, when's the right time? When do I pitch my thing? When do I get them on the call? Where the reality is that sales should be easy. Now, it should be strategic. And there's a lot of strategy that we do teach inside of Out to Launch because like there is a whole sales psychology, thing that you should know. So it's not to say that it should be like you flying by the seat of your pants. It should be strategic, but it should be easy. Like you should be able to sell in such a way that people are coming to you. And so I'm at the point in my business now where that is the case. Like I actually opened up doors for my one-on-one launch about a month ago. And what ended up happening was the people who I signed were the ones who reached out to me authentically, organically saying, hey, I've been following you for a while now and I need you. I want to sign, like, let's do this. And we got on a call. We made sure it was the right fit. And at the end of the day, it was, because it was about that relationship building. I see a lot of people on TikTok talking about like, kind of like making jokes about music industry coaches or people like trying to sell you a marketing course and they've never done it themselves. And I think that there's definitely something to that. Like you have to be careful because there are people out there who are sort of like coming from like a pyramid scheme place or coming from, I'm just going to call it out. Sorry. just coming from a place where they like learned a couple things and they've not actually practiced it. And now they're trying to just like sell you snake oil, basically. Funny enough, I got an astrology reading done for my birthday. So in the beginning of December of last year, 2020. And she said for 2021, she said, don't be the snake oil salesman and don't believe the snake oil salesman. So I feel like this is a very appropriate conversation because it's true. Like if you feel uncomfortable selling something, you have to ask yourself, is it because you don't believe in the product or you're not confident in, or because you just need to improve your skills when it comes to like showing up for what you believe in? Because if you are selling something that you actually like can't get results or don't feel is a good product, like then we need to address that first. And if you notice someone seems to be selling or promoting from that place, watch out for it. Watch out for it. And when you're buying, buy from people who you feel authentically aligned with, who you feel like you connect with, and who you feel like you really see as an authority. And don't be afraid to ask questions. So that's my little pep talk if you're a buyer. Whether you're a musician or a coach, it all applies. But I think that we just need to do better. Like in the music industry, again, a lot of people are coming from a place where they're almost just more so afraid to promote, where I want to promote or help you guys get more confident to do it. But even still, there's a lot in general, like in the online coaching industry and in the online music industry, where it feels very like sleazy, salesy. And I just want you guys to know that like, I will never be about that. You know, even at the beginning of my coaching career, because I was taught some tactics that I would not use these days, like I might've done it in the past and I'm not, like, I'm just so done with it. I feel like I'm at a place where I feel so aligned with being able to just show up and provide value, and then people get help from that value, people get results from that value. So then they see, okay, I'm ready to take it to the next level. I'm ready to invest further. And I am so much more aligned with doing that than I am with like showing up and feeling like desperate or having to promote a ton. And it's not to say that I won't launch, because launching and being sleazy are not the same thing, right? Like, I think that the launches come in, it's more of just, it's more of like an open door situation where it's like, great, you're ready. You've been watching this, and now you're able to actually join the container, the program to take it to the next level. I want you guys to know that on this platform, we're talking about selling and promoting, and I will teach you to do it. And I will always, always, always stay in integrity with doing it from a place that is in alignment, that is not sleazy, that is in integrity, that is not selling snake oil, that is not manipulative, and also that's not like selling a lifestyle. Like, I saw a TikTok today where they were talking about MLMers and how it's like, you know, that's a pyramid scheme, but like, it was talking about like, you're basically selling the lifestyle of like, oh, I get to work, blah, 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 and I get to do this and that. And that definitely is a part of a lot of marketing that happens these days. And I think that like, you definitely should be showing the reality of your life to establish authority. Like, yes, I do this full time. Yes, this is me being good at my job, etc. But like, we don't want to be selling people like, oh, quit your job and work and do this thing and sell this thing. Or, oh, you know, you can make $5,000 a month if you just listen to me. You can make $10,000 a month if you just listen to me. Like, I know I've been so disappointed sometimes when I invest in programs and they're promising like a really, really, really tangible thing, and then I don't get results as quickly as I want or the way I think I'm going to. And I think that it's okay. Like, it's okay that that happened, but we don't want to like over promise and under deliver. And you also don't want to set people up or set your audience up or you yourself expect this to be like a short game. Yes, people go viral. Yes, people have luck and things that happen that sometimes it can like expedite the process. However, generally speaking, all of this music industry, online coaching business, everything, entrepreneurship, it's a long game. So we need to talk about that more. We need to make sure that like we're being honest about the fact that like it's not all going to be get rich quick shit, because that's not the reality of the industry. So yeah, sell with integrity, buy with integrity, I love you all. It's 222. I just saw it on my phone. And I will talk to you guys all soon, but I'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, etc. on this video. You know, do you feel confident selling? Do you feel like you witness a lot of people selling with integrity? Let me know your thoughts below, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Okay, bye everyone. I'm going to go finish season 6 of Game of Thrones, so don't spoil it for me, but let me know if you watch it and we can talk about it.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Bowie, Dylan, Marley. You've heard the names and maybe you've heard their songs, but what about the stories behind the records that made titans of music like these so universally loved and important? Join me, Josh Adam Myers, host of The 500, as each week I go through a different album from Rolling Stone Magazine's 500 Greatest Albums list from 2012 with an incredible lineup of comedians, actors, and musicians talking about how the music has impacted their lives. New episodes of The 500 come out every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.